Readings and Remembrances, a ministry of the Orthodox Christian Network. I'm Roger Hunt. The reading is from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 8, verses 26 through 39. In those days an angel of the Lord said to Philip, "Rise and go toward the south to the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is a desert road." And he rose and went. And behold, an Ethiopian, a eunuch, a minister of Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, in charge of all her treasure, had come to Jerusalem to worship and was returning. Seated in his chariot, he was reading the prophet Isaiah. And the Spirit said to Philip, "Go up and join this chariot." So Philip ran to him and heard him reading Isaiah the prophet and asked, "Do you understand what you are reading?" And he said, "How can I, unless someone guides me?" And he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. Now the passage of the scripture which he was reading was this: "As a sheep led to the slaughter, or a lamb before its shearer is dumb, so he opens not his mouth. In his humiliation justice was denied him. Who can describe his generation? For his life is taken up from the earth." And the eunuch said to Philip, "About whom, pray, does the prophet say this? About himself, or about someone else?" Then Philip opened his mouth, and beginning with the scripture, he told him the good news of Jesus. And as they went along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "See, here is water. What is to prevent my being baptized?" And he commanded the chariot to stop, and they both went down into the water, Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught up Philip, and the eunuch saw him no more, and went on his way rejoicing. Today's Gospel is according to St. John, chapter 6, verses 40 through 44. The Lord said to the Jews who came to him, "For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him should have eternal life. And I will raise him up at the last day." The Jews then murmured at him because he said, "I am the bread which came down from heaven." They said, "Is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How does he now say, 'I have come down from heaven'?" Jesus answered them, "Do not murmur among yourselves. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up at the last day." On this day, the 19th of May, we commemorate Patrick, the Hieromartyr and Bishop of Prusa, and his fellow martyrs Acacius, Menander, and Paulinus. St. Patrick was Bishop of Prusa, a city in Bithynia, the present-day Brusa or Bursa. Because of his Christian faith, he was brought before Julius, or Julian, the consul, who, in his attempts to persuade Patrick to worship as he himself did, declared that thanks was owed to the gods for providing the hot springs welling up from the earth for the benefit of men. St. Patrick answered that thanks for this was owed to our Lord Jesus Christ, and explained that when he, who is God, created the earth, he made it with both fire and water, and the fire under the earth heats the water which wells up, producing hot springs. He then explained that there is another fire which awaits the ungodly. Because of this he was cast into the hot springs, but it was the soldiers who cast him in, and not he, who were harmed by the hot water. After this, St. Patrick was beheaded with the presbyters Acacius, Menander, and Paulinus. Most likely, this was during the reign of Diocletian. Copyright Holy Transfiguration Monastery, Brookline, Massachusetts, used by permission, all rights reserved. The preceding daily Bible readings and Lives of the Saints were automatically generated by the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America's Online Chapel Initiative and used with permission. They are produced by the Orthodox Christian Network. You can also receive these daily readings online via email, Facebook, or on your mobile phone, by visiting www.goarch.org and www.myocn.net. If you enjoy listening to Readings and Remembrances, please consider donating to continue its production so it can be shared with the faithful throughout the world. You can do so by visiting our website at www.myocn.net or by calling us at 954-522-5567.